First, we can think of fear simply as an unskillful mental state. And we use the teaching of the four right efforts or the five antidotes to guide us. Now, this works if the fear is something known. It's small and surmountable. So you can eradicate it or suppress it, or you can quite easily cultivate the opposite, consider the consequences. Maitri Devi described this like a dry twig that doesn't have any sap left in it. You can snap it in your hand. Now, when I, for example, dread a conversation, but then I find actually when I'm in the conversation, I can engage and relax, it's okay. It's even surprisingly enjoyable. Or perhaps there's a residue of an old story, and there's an initial familiar response of aversion, but actually it doesn't have much energy anymore, so I can notice it but not be overcome by it. That can feel like those dry twigs. You know, there's not that much resistance. Sometimes we need tenderness to allow the unveiling of what's underneath the fear. And there are parts of ourselves that tremble like small children, perhaps when we bring to mind a memory of a painful or a scary time, or when a well of grief opens up underneath us. And I found comfort and safety imagining myself in the arms of Green Tara or enveloped in the red glow of Amitabha. And you might have your own figure or colour or mantra that you can call on or evoke in these times. On my first solitary, I stayed at Rivendell. And the solitary hut is sheltered. So it's quite close to the main house, but it's covered by trees and hedges. So you really feel like you're on your own in the wood. And there were beautiful days when I was there. Sunny, I'd lay out in the sun, read, it's gorgeous. But when it started to get dark, I'd come in and lock the door and drop the blind so I wasn't startled by my own reflection in the glass and so that all the axe murderers that were in the garden couldn't see in. So my nidana chain was a slight shortness of breath, heightened reflexes, which segued into prapancha of the axe murderers and the wide-shouldered men dressed in black. That's one of my own personal greatest fears of the known, of turning around and finding this tall figure standing in the corner or at the foot of my bed. He's not doing anything. He's just standing there. Terrifying. So I'm staying with this prapancha and I started to get curious. What happens if I don't lock the door at night? So I made this decision, I'm just going to try it. I'm going to try not locking the door. And at first, for the first like half hour or so, I was really aware of it, the door is not locked. But actually, by the time I went into bed, I'd forgotten about it. I slept through the night and woke up in the morning, still alive, no axe murderers. And I was able to keep the door unlocked through the rest of the time I was there. So then I thought, okay, so let's play around with lowering the blinds, when I lower the blinds, and adjusting to my reflection in the window, adjusting to the dark. And finally, I decided to sit outside as it got dark. And I watched the shadows start to pull in. And I felt those familiar sensations of raised hair, tight breathing. And I started to chant the Amitabha and Tara mantras that alternate between the two. And I was able to stay outside and witness the transformation of this brightly lit, welcoming little fairy grove into a shadowy glade. But it allowed me to see the effect of my mind. The place itself hadn't really changed, only the way I was viewing it. Surya Darshani, one. Darkness, zero. So I went back in, I sat down to meditate, blinds up. And I was facing the wood. There's a little wood behind Rivendell, and I was facing down into it, and there were stairs leading down. And now in the dark, I could only see the first two steps. So I was trying to meditate, and I kept opening my eyes. I was convinced that I was going to see this figure coming up the path. So Surya Darshani, one. Darkness, one. So of course it was important to sit outside, to push up against that edge, and to work with calming my fear. But also important to acknowledge that there's still more there and that I can only keep chiseling away at it, getting more comfortable with being up against it.